This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. House has passed a bill to get a better sense of the long-term cost of health care bills considered by Congress. For more than a decade, Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette and Republican Congressman Michael Burgess have pushed to have the Congressional Budget Office consider the long-term savings from preventative health care costs. Representative DeGette.
Preventative care averts illnesses, helps catch problems before they get too bad, and also it saves lives, but it has another benefit. It saves money.
The proposal could help show how preventative health bills save money over time. Colorado could fund its next set of transit projects with money from a new source, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new bill at the State House would add fees of up to $3 when you rent a car in Colorado. That could generate up to $50 million a year for the state to be invested in bus and rail projects. Top Democratic officials hope that money will help Colorado draw in federal investment in passenger rail projects along the Front Range and through the mountains, as well as a statewide bus network. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The president of Colorado Mountain College is leaving this summer after more than a decade in the job. Carrie Besnett Hauser says she'll step down in August. She's the school's longest-serving president and only the second woman in the job. Hauser says she's proud of the school's increasingly diverse student body and its growing graduation rates. Colorado Mountain College has 11 campuses, mostly in rural resort communities. Colorado State University's men's team advances in the NCAA basketball tournament. The Rams beat the Virginia Cavaliers Tuesday. Their next opponent is the University of Texas tomorrow. Other Colorado teams are still waiting for their first tournament games. The CU men play Boise State tonight, and the Colorado women's team plays Drake University on Friday. The CU women's team is the highest ranking of the Colorado teams in this year's March Madness. This is CPR News.